Karen Conti is with us, our legal eagle. And all of these stories are absolutely heartbreaking because these women did what they were asked to do. They went to the court of law and they said, look, this person is threatening to kill me. And they end up dead. So, Karen, thank you for joining us. I mean, how difficult first of all, is it difficult to get an order of protection?
It really isn't, but you have to do it the right way. And there are advocacy groups that can help you fill out the paperwork. The problem is that when people go to get these orders of protection, they just don't fill the paperwork out with enough detail and dates and things that are necessary. And so it's always better to get a lawyer to help you do that. And I understand that a lot of people can't afford that. I totally get that. But there are organizations all over the statewide, citywide, that can help you fill out the paperwork to get it, because the judges are pretty good when it comes to granting the order of protection. When it comes to enforcing them, that's a different story, in my opinion.
Yeah. And really, that message is for people who know their loved one is in an abusive relationship, because when you are that person, you're beat down so hard, the thought of trying to find an advocacy group and a lawyer is just too much. It's overwhelming. You're already being, you know, dominated by someone who's threatening to kill you. So if that is the person in your family, help them, guide them. You know, are they worth anything? Are they worth the paper they're written on?
This is really interesting because many studies have been done and they're really inconclusive, but the best study that I've seen says that of all the orders of protection that are granted, about 36% had a reoffense, a violation of that order in an 18-month period. And the things that really make a difference in whether or not that the person reoffends are three things. One is their prior criminal convictions. So if a person has been committing crimes before, especially violent crimes, they're much more likely to violate the order of protection. Why? Because they have nothing to lose. They violated the law before. They may have a criminal record. They don't care about their job, prospects. And so that's a really bad situation.
So,
also, it's stalking is involved. Stalking is very, very dangerous. When someone starts stalking you, you know that there is a serious mental health issue, and people who are stalked are much more likely to be killed by their domestic partner.
Well, and you just had a stalking trial. You were the attorney trying to protect your client, I would imagine, right?
That's correct, and it was really horrific. It was a woman who rejected a man in the workplace very nicely. She never thought twice about it, and then her car gets destroyed, then another car gets destroyed, and then her house gets vandalized, and her mother gets threatened online, and she's got hundreds of emails and texts from all over, different numbers, and she's being threatened on a daily basis. And it turns out it was this guy who just didn't like the rejection. And I'll tell you what, it's just terrifying. This woman had to move. She had to change jobs. She can't sleep at night. And it's all from someone who has this imagined connection to her, and there was never a relationship. So it's very, very, very dangerous stuff.
And I know in a lot of these situations, like the Northwestern doctor who, you know, she had a order of protection since 2021 because she objected to him purchasing and storing guns in their home. And I believe that order of protection was still underway, but he lured her to his house on Sunday with their child who was there. He then struck her with a baseball bat and shot her. And you just think, she's a doctor. She knows, you know, it's hard for me to understand.
Well, you know, the other layer of this, Lisa, is that what happens when you have children with an abuser, you can't prevent, you know, your partner to stop seeing the kids. So the courts will order you to have these exchanges. And whenever you have these exchanges, that is the right time for violence to occur. And, you know, there are certain states where the courts can take that into consideration in denying parenting time, you know, right? Because, you know, if that's going to be the way the abuser gets to the other partner, that's what they're going to do. They're very manipulative. And, you know, I would like to see the courts really take that more seriously when it comes to granting parenting time, because if you beat up your, let's just say, the mother of your children, what does that say about that person as a parent, right? A child should never see their parent get beat up, and certainly not lose one of their parents.
Right. It's just so tragic. Someone said on the text line just now about the orders of protection, I'm not an expert. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a policeman. I don't have anyone who's ever been effective, but I hear and see, and I have friends who have relatives who have orders of protection, and they mean nothing. I mean absolutely nothing, because the police can't do anything until the person is physically harmed. Is that true?
I mean, not really. You know, a person can be contacted, and that's a violation. I just don't think the police always take them seriously, and I don't know why that is. Post O.J. Simpson, there was a real change in the way things were handled, because for obvious reasons, she had been abused all those years, and obviously this resulted in death. But I will tell you this one thing, and this is something for all your listeners. If you have ever been strangled, if your domestic partner gets that far where they put their hands to your throat, that is the most important sign that you're going to die. And it's proven that in almost like 75% of the cases where there is a death in domestic violence, it was immediately preceded by a strangulation that wasn't successful, but it's the precursor. So it's that domination of power and control and the desire really to snuff out your life. So if you know anybody who's ever had hands put on them that way, they are in serious danger.
That is so interesting, because when the whole OJ thing came down, I had a friend who was educated at Harvard and Yale. She was a psychologist, and she immediately said it's him, because when someone goes to strangle you, they want to silence you, and that is a very personal, intimate crime. And that's kind of what
exactly.
You're saying. When it gets to that
exactly.
point, that's what they
yep.
want. They want to end your life. So to women or loved ones of women or men who have orders of protection, what you're saying is make sure you have all the details, all the times and what has happened, and you document that in your order of protection.
Absolutely. And if anyone needs to some hotlines or numbers or places to go to get help with that, or even just asking me what to do, I'm happy to provide information. That's hello@KarenConti.com. I'm happy to steer you in the right direction.
Wonderful. Hello@KarenConti.com. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa. Take care.